The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Question number three. Politicians are passing laws targeting bullies. Policy wonks are yawning. Is the education reform world ignoring an important issue?
And don't bully me about this.
Yeah, Mike used to knock my books down at the Department of Education exactly. When we were going to the secretary's office.
Oh, come on. There was a bully back then, and her name was Margaret Spellings. Cha-ching!
Wow.
Just kidding. Okay.
The opinions expressed here are
okay.
Those of...
Yes, I want to rope you into that, John. I don't want you to get on our bad list. It is my impression that the reform crowd totally ignores this issue, and yet you see state after state pass laws. New Jersey has an aggressive one. It got reported this week. Is this something that we're out to lunch on? This is something parents seem to really worry about.
Yeah, I think the problem is that there's not much that government entities can do about this. You have, a lot of federal agencies have put together a website called www.stopbullying.gov. The problem is I don't think many bullies are going to www.stopbullying.gov. So, part of this is...
They named it Don't Be a Bully.
Yeah, exactly. Don't Be a Bully. Yeah. Let 1,000 websites bloom and we've addressed the problem. So I think that's the problem. Like, government entities, except for school districts, can't really address this. And I think it's better left to schools and teachers and local community organizations, churches, synagogues, and other groups to kind of handle this. I think it's probably a problem. It's probably just not a federal or national education issue that needs to be part of Race to the Top next year.
But it's interesting. I think it's important for us to remember that parents see the world very differently than mm-hmm. policy wonks do. And that, policymakers might be all focused on international competitiveness, for example. Makes sense. If you're worried about the future of the country, you worry about that. As a parent, you don't look at your little, child and say, oh, I hope you're going to be internationally competitive someday. you want them to be happy and to go up and, get a good job and, have a, strong merit, whatever. You have aspirations for them. Right. But you worry if they're getting picked on at school. So I think sometimes this rhetoric that we talk about, it just doesn't connect with parents.
Yes, I would agree. And it's also about providing environments that kids can, be safe in and feel like they can be nurtured and grow and be successful. But again, all that is really determined at that local level. It's not going to be some law that Congress passes that's going to radically change bullies' hearts to make them nicer. I don't think, at least.
All bullies left behind.
That's right. Yeah. Cash for bullies. So okay. It's a new stimulus program.
I like that.
Get bullies off the streets and get cleaner kids into schools.
Yeah. Good. Very good. All well said.